Hi guys, welcome. It is Faith. I am back for Business Power Hour. We have a really great panel for you guys today. I'm very, very excited for this conversation. I think it's going to be really helpful for a lot of you guys listening, especially if you're struggling to make your first little bit of money. We're going to talk about our experiences with that and give you guys some tips. I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves. So could you go ahead and let everybody know who you are, what you do? If you have a free thing they can grab or a way to get to know you, let us know about that. Let's do this. Sage, you want to go first?
All right. Hey, thank you so much for having me today. I'm Sage Grayson, and you can find me at sagegrayson.com. I am a former book editor turned life and business coach. And since 2011, I've been helping ambitious women edit their habits, routines, and mindsets to balance their happiness at work and home. Or as I like to say, I'm a life editor, and so are you. So today I've got a great gift.
Ooh, for you. I love that, a life editor. Wait, you know I got to ask you about that. I'm like, wait. We can't just like skate by that. You were a book editor and now you're a life editor?
A book editor turned life and business coach. So now I'm a life editor. It's trademarked.
Is it? I love that. Well, it's really, I've never heard anybody say that. I'm a life editor. I love that. I'm obsessed with it. So tell me, what does it mean to be a life editor? I need to know. Tell us all the things. You know, I got to ask all about that.
It was really interesting. So when I became burned out from being a book editor, I did that for 10 years. And now I've been a coach for a little more than 14 years. When I first transitioned to coaching, I noticed that I was using the same techniques to help my clients clean up their messy lives as I did when I was cleaning up manuscripts back as a book editor. So I'm like, maybe there's something to this. So I have a 5-part life editing process framework that helps people edit their lives the same way a book editor edits a manuscript.
That's really cool. Well, I love like you're like, this is how my brain works. So we're just going to do it in all of the things now. You're like, this is the process we use. I know the process works. We're just going to use it for all the things.
Yes.
That's so awesome. And do you have a free thing they can grab?
Oh, I do. So exclusively for your listeners, I'm giving everyone a free copy of the 2-Day Product Producer, which normally sells for $147, but you're getting it absolutely free just for listening. The 2-Day Product Producer helps you stop procrastinating and get your products out into the world, helping the people that could really benefit from them. So you're going to fill up your shop like magic.
Oh, like magic. I love that. Okay. Well, you guys definitely have to grab that, especially if we've been, I know there's procrastinators listening, right? I know we all love to procrastinate. Let's be honest, right? Who doesn't love a good procrastination project? So if your product has been your procrastination product, you've got to go grab that. And it sounds like it will really help you get started, get it done. I love it.
Absolutely.
That's so great. And then what about you, Bonnie? Can you intro yourself and let everybody know a little bit about you and what you do?
Yeah, of course. I wish I had a really pretty background like Sage's. I want pretty books.
I know, me too. I was just telling her that.
Yeah. Okay. So I have been predominantly a stay-at-home mom for like almost 19 years. So I had a bunch of different side hustles. So I'm kind of an expert at making that first $1,000. I've done like different businesses in 4 different industries. But now I'm a life and business coach as well. And I specialize in helping life coaches who just cannot get those initial pieces put together because it's so overwhelming, right? You get business advice from everywhere and you're like, well, where do I even start? So that's what I do. And I love it because I had the business aspect before, but having the mindset piece is just like blows everything up, right? Like, apparently I was self-sabotaging this whole time. Interesting why I couldn't get that thing done, right? So that's my favorite. And I created a freebie for you guys called How to Sign Your Next Client in the next 2 weeks. So if you feel like there's been a dry spell or you haven't had your first client yet, go download that. It's a really awesome checklist. It has both mindset and action steps to go through because, you know, we need both fixing the thoughts and the actions to make progress. So yeah.
That's awesome. So if you guys, all my coaches out there, you definitely got to go grab that. Who doesn't want more clients in the next 2 weeks? I mean, come on. That is the dream when you're a coach, yep. Isn't it? So I'm curious for you guys, I want to hear about how you made your first $1,000 online. I remember when I made my first $1,000, I was a mental health blogger. That was my first business I originally had. Gosh, I think that was like 8 years ago now. And I was blogging and blogging my little heart out, right? And posting and posting and posting, talking to like nobody, nothing is working. Like, nothing was happening, right? I was just like, is this like ever going to be a thing? Like, is this really going to work? Did I get like scammed? Is this like ever going to be like a business? Is this, am I like crazy or delusional, right? And then I ended up setting up a welcome funnel for my freebie. So I had my website with all my articles and my mental health resources and all that stuff. And then I had a whole bunch of freebies that I had made. And I connected this welcome funnel with like a really good flash sale on the back end of it for this product I had that was sitting there that nobody was buying. Right. And I set all that up and of course nothing happened. But then eventually, like a couple months later, one of those posts went like mega viral on Pinterest. That was like back when Pinterest could just drive like an unbelievable amount of traffic. And it was like all of a sudden I got on the right side of that algorithm over on Pinterest and I got tons and tons of traffic. And I went from like making no money at all to I made $5,000 in like 4 days. And I just was like mind blown. I was like sitting at, and that was like an unfathomable amount of money to me at the time. Like, especially that first bit of money is so life changing. Cause I think for me, it really showed me like, I can generate money. Like I can do things and generate money myself without having to go through a job. And that really like blew up my brain when that happened. So did you guys have an experience like that with your business, or what was it like for you guys when you made that first little chunk of money?
Yeah. Oh, I totally relate. I had a bit of a rough transition from corporate into running my own business. And I don't recommend doing it the way that I did to my clients. I recommend them earning full-time income with their business before quitting their day jobs. But I was totally burned out from editing. So I quit my day job and just had my rinky-dink little business. And I had my website, I had productivity worksheets as a freebie. I was blogging every week. I was sending my newsletter, but I had hardly any people on my list. And for the first 6 months of my business, I got zero sales. I didn't know how to be my own boss, but I finally realized that like I needed to be responsible for my own income, and I needed to get myself in front of the people who I could help. And I didn't have money for ads at that time. I'm not even sure I would have known how to set up an ad. This is in 2011.
I still don't know how to set up an ad. Let's be honest. It's on my list of shit I need to do. Like, it's literally, I'm looking at my.
Well, let us know when you figure it out. Would you?
I don't know. I'm like, I love that I just have like Facebook ads on my list. Like, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, is that like I'm going to make them and I guess teach myself how to post them? I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you updated. But yeah, I relate with not knowing how to set up ads when you start.
I didn't know how to set up ads. I didn't have money to set up an ad. So I'm like, I know who I can help. I just need to tell them that I exist. So I had nothing else going on during the day. So I'm like, okay, let me treat my business as if it were a job. So for the next 3 months, I left helpful comments on other people's blogs where the blogger or the person or the people reading the blog, we shared an audience, but we were not in competition. So I didn't comment on other life coaches blogs or other business coaches blogs. I commented on productivity blogs, organizing blogs, lifestyle blogs. And I left helpful comments that proved I actually read or watched your video. I read your content and showed that I'm an expert in productivity and I could help them too. And of course, they would click and go back to my website. So I set a minimum for me of commenting on 80 blogs. That's 80 per day. Every day of the week, including weekends, for 3 months. Because I'm like, I know who these people are. I just got to tell them I exist. So I was the commenting queen for 3 months. At the end of the 3 months, I had more than 3,000 people on my list. And
wow, just from commenting on people's stuff?
That's awesome.
Just commenting and showing them.
Those have been some damn good comments. I'm like, I'm going to need to see those comments. Like, I'm going to need some template. You got some comment templates or something?
Well, I do this thing with my clients, I call it the lukewarm marketing challenge, where you leave helpful comments that prove that you read or experience whatever it is. If you're commenting on YouTube or a blog or TikTok or anything, that you actually watched what they said, and then you contribute something helpful to it without bulldozing them, saying, "Oh, but I've got something better. Go over to my shop." Like, no, you actually contribute to the conversation and show that you're an expert in that way. And you're building a relationship with like the person who posted that and building a relationship with the people who are reading your comment. So I commented my brains out and people came over, got on my list. And at that time, I did not have any digital products. I was only selling one-on-one coaching. So I got my first $1,000 just by telling people that I exist, I'm a life coach, get on my list. And then through my weekly newsletters, at the bottom of every weekly newsletter, I say, schedule a free call with me, schedule a free call with me. And that's how I got my first $1,000.
I love that. That's
great. It was really, really scrappy at the beginning.
Always is.
That's the game, isn't it? Yeah.
The biggest thing I learned was that you have to be willing to do the things that other people are unwilling to do. That's the mark of being a professional.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I love that. Yeah, there's so much. I have a whole bunch of things to circle back on with you, but I want to hear from Bonnie too. Tell me about your first $1,000, Bonnie. What did you sell, and like what was that like?
Yeah, so my first business was also a blog, and I spent months and months and months chasing that affiliate and ad income, which was like
the dream. It's the passive income dream where you make $4 a month.
People are full of it, man.
And you work 100,000 hours a week.
That was totally the story of my life. Until finally I was like, wait a minute, I need a product. Okay, I'm totally going to do a product. So at the time I was blogging about both lifestyle and DIY stuff. I did a lot of sewing. And so I started designing sewing patterns, and that was super fun, really creative, and started selling those, same thing, kind of a Pinterest path, started getting some designs, going really viral there. But honestly, what I'm noticing is like, so the mindset shift, because that's what I'm always talking about from back then as to now, once I started my coaching business, so interesting just how graspy I was back then, right? It was like just desperation, like, you know, like money is life, which, you know, it kind of is, but also I didn't have any value without the money. You know, before the money came in, it was like, well, I'm not successful, I'm a failure. And now that I've been in it so much longer, even though I shifted industries, it's like, oh, actually, it matters very little. It's just a matter of tweaking things. It's just a science experiment, right? It's just a matter of tweaking this and tweaking that. And you're still putting out value, and all of a sudden people realize it's valuable. It's just a matter of traffic, value, right price, you know? So that's the big shift I noticed. I went from graspy to it'll come, it's fine. I just have to figure out the magic formula, you know?
Yeah, I had a really similar experience. And I remember it in the beginning. I had a job that was, it was fine, but it was toxic to me, like just because I have depression and I have ADHD, and being at a very strict 9-to-5 where it's like your butt has to be at your desk, like at these hours, you have very little freedom. But like, I just couldn't do the things I need to do, like even for my own mental health. I need to like walk outside multiple times a day and like be able to sleep in sometimes. And that kind of stuff was not possible at that job. And it was so painful to me, like thinking about how bad I wanted to leave and how bad I wanted to work for myself. And it created this like entrepreneur, we call it the entrepreneur roller coaster in the mastermind, but the baby entrepreneur roller coaster is this. It's like, oh my gosh, this is great. I love this. This is amazing. This is totally working. This is going to be the best thing I ever did, to like, oh my God, I'm a failure. This is stupid. I've wasted all my time. I've wasted all my money. It was all for nothing. They're not buying. They're never going to buy. And I spent a lot of time doing that, like the first 6 months. And I remember, I think the mindset shift for me, Bonnie, was like, it was like this idea of, I just got to a place where I was like, I'm never going to stop. Like, I just got myself to a place where I was like, I'm going to try to help people online every day, no matter fucking what. And I'm going to do it forever. And I just was like in this place where I became like, the commitment level was very high, and the timeline, I'd like let go of the timeline. Right. And so I was just like, it doesn't matter how long it takes, because I'm never going to stop trying to help people. I'll never stop putting this content out anyway. And I'm going to do it forever, no matter what. And I'm just here to do the work for as long as it fucking takes. And once I got to that place, that's actually when things started working. And I think it's because what you were saying, I just kind of calmed my butt down, and it took all that desperation of like, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Oh my God, it's working. Oh my God, it's not working. Oh my God, it's working. Oh my God, it's not working. When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Right. It took all of that and toned it down. And I think there's something to that level of clarity in business. Like, I find that even with my business now, when we're scaling, when I get to a place, and you can ask the team, I can be very nuts and I'm difficult to work for, because I'm just like, we will go to this next level, like, God damn it. And I don't care what I have to do or how hard I have to work. And as soon as I get to that place now in my brain, I'm like, wait a minute, we have to like totally turn around because we're about to go down a road that's like not actually that useful. Right. Mm-hmm. And I really think the best place to be as an entrepreneur is like high commitment, low expectations. And if you can get yourself there, that's like the best place to live as an entrepreneur. You're like, I'm going to show up, I'm going to bust my ass. And like the timeline, it'll just, the timeline is just kind of like not my business, right? I'll just let the timeline be what the timeline's going to be.
And then you're able to like sever that connection between your value and the money you're making, because that is a really unhealthy place to be.
That was a whole nother thing I got to go through. That was more like, for me, that was more like, my first six figures, getting to six figures for me was like a hustle. I mean, I had four businesses that I was running. I was doing like all the things. You want to talk about doing all, I was doing all the things. I had one poor VA that I like worked into the ground. But then later, the multiple six figures, that the money stuff like started creating a lot of anxiety for me. So I got to go through that whole journey, I feel like was almost like a whole second learning of my business. Yeah. I want to hear from you guys. Like if somebody's feeling like I'm doing all the things, I'm not making any money, what would be like your tips you would give someone to bring in that first $1,000 if they're feeling like, look, like I've taken all these courses, I've done so many things, I've been putting in so many hours, the money is just not, I'm not making any money. Like, what would be the tips you would give somebody in that kind of position?
Yeah. I've seen so many talented entrepreneurs that have like the best products and like the most helpful solutions to offer. And they really have something beautiful to put out into the world. But their marketing sucks. I say that with love. And I get people saying, I'm doing all the things, but they're really not. They're doing what seems fun in the moment, or they're doing what they think they should be doing, or they're on 10 different social media platforms rather than focusing on the one platform where their ideal clients hang out. And I think if you really focus in on where your people are, rather than trying to do all the things or trying to be trendy or trying to be everywhere, you'll get better results. And those people will feel like you're actually speaking to them and not speaking to everyone. Like for my first year of business, I was just life coach, I'll help you live your dreams, whatever. But then I rebranded over a weekend into the life editor and created my first product, my first digital course. And finally, people started signing up with me because they felt like, oh my gosh, she understands my type A brain. She understands how I want to be editorial and systematic with my self-development. And I think if you can talk to those people, if you can like hone in on your marketing and go where they are, that's how you're going to actually get sales.
That really stood out to me, Sage, when you were talking earlier, because I was like, gosh, you made such a clear, actionable plan for yourself that was like simple. And you were able to follow it, right? Where you were like, what did you say? You were like, I'm going to leave 80 comments or something. Was it a day or a week or I don't know. But you were like, I'm leaving 80 comments. That's a lot of comments. But like, I'm going to leave 80 comments a day. But it's like, but I think a lot of people, especially when they first start, they start doing their marketing. I always tell the mastermind this. I'm like, you do not model your business after me unless you have multiple six figures and a team. Because this is not, otherwise we're not in the same season of business. And I think people really overcomplicate how like simple it needs to be in the beginning, right? The marketing strategy and stuff.
It's super simple. Go where your ideal clients are and tell them you exist. That's literally what you need to do. And I know that things are different now than it was in 2011 when I was growing my business, but I still do that today. I still recommend that my clients, when they absolutely need money, like next week because they got to pay rent, is to do their warm letters. I don't know if you call it something different. Familiar with warm letters? Yeah. Okay. This is where you send individual emails. Again, like I did individual comments, individual emails to your most likely buyers. Those are your past clients, your super fans who have bought everything, people who like every single social media post that you have. They can be emails, direct messages, phone call, take them to a coffee shop, whatever. But you greet them warmly in the warm letter. You tell them, hey, here's my business and here's the solutions that my folks get. And then you offer them something, usually either a free call or an easy yes product. That's also how I get sales fast, is with an easy yes product, something high value but low cost, under $10, to get them over the hump of buying. And then you check up with them 2 days later. And that's the important thing, is to actually follow up with those warm letters. And that's how you can get sales really, really fast. Go to those people who already love you and give them something amazing.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great, great strategy. And then what about you, Bonnie? What would you say to somebody that's like, they're like, I'm on this grind and there's no money in the bank account to be seen. The bank account is dry as the desert out here.
Yeah. You know, it took me way too long in my businesses to figure out what a basic customer journey was going to look like. And I just, that's what I tell my clients right at the beginning, is like, let's figure out exactly how you want people to come into your world. So how are you getting cold leads? How are you nurturing those cold leads? How are you converting those warm leads, right? If you have no money coming in, then there's a hole somewhere. You either don't have enough cold coming in, you're not nurturing enough, or you're not actually giving them an incentive, some sort of urgency to buy. And it really is that simple. I know, like you said, we like to make it so complicated, and we look at people who are way far ahead of us and are like, well, I got to do it like she does it. And then I hustle myself to death and I don't have a team to support me. And none of that is necessary. Just make the plan for how you're going to move them through your funnel, and then make sure you're sealing up those holes in every section, right?
Yeah, I love that. I teach that exact same framework like in my mastermind. And we actually just did a whole 3-day event around that, where I was like, you pick one way to get clients, one way to nurture one thing to sell, one system for selling it. And we made that whole journey. We did do that whole journey. Yeah. But it's like, and I have them do that. We set that up and then they run that exact plan for 90 days. And then we look at the data and evaluate and adjust each 90 days. And that's basically the system that we use in my mastermind. So you're speaking my language out here, right? It's like, they have to go through. And then I always tell them too, I love that you're like, keep plugging the holes. What I always say is, I'm like, you just go up to the next stage of the problem ladder. So I'm like, because the first thing in your business is like, nobody's finding you, right? You're talking to nobody. And then they start talking to you and they're commenting or watching your stuff, or you start getting views, right? Or likes or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, like, this is working. And you feel good for about 2 minutes. And then you're like, but they're still not getting on my email list. And then it's like, you just go to the next problem.
Next step.
Or like next week, right? So it's like, but you just keep enhancing each of those pieces. And then I always say, if you're not making money, I'm like, one or all of those is broken. Like, you either got them or all of them. What do we got to do?
And I always try to warn people, like, everybody wants to get leads through social media. And I'm like, social media is actually more like mid funnel than it is top of funnel, because you're at the mercy of the stupid algorithm. So if it's not showing you to new people, good luck. Like, you're not getting any cold leads there. So don't put all your eggs in somebody else's basket, right? In Zuckerberg's basket. Go out and find them your own way.
What are you using for lead gen? We're doing a lot of like collaborative events. We do like reels and TikTok and stuff for top of funnel. But I'm curious what are you guys doing for lead gen? Yeah, bundles. So like collaboration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My goal is 50 funnels in 2024. I'm up to 28 so far this year.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a cool goal. I love that you are very like, this is my goal. 50 comments, 50 funnels. I love it. 50 funnels, 2024.
Well, being in bundles is a lot easier than spending all day commenting.
You're like, just do one. You're like, doing one funnel is a lot easier than doing 50 comments a day. And then what about you, Bonnie? I'm curious what you're using for. I'm all, you guys know I'm going to be on your business. You come on my show. I'm like, what are you using?
Yeah.
Come stop us. Tell me everything. What's your favorite kind of thing?
Collaborations have worked really well for me. I love being part of bigger ones. Like, I've been part of bigger, at least one of yours, Faith. But I love creating my own mini summits, like just teeny tiny with like four other people that I know in person or that I've just kind of stalked online for a while. Last year I did this really, really small audio summit, which was really fun. We just created a private podcast. I interviewed everybody. So cool. We put it up there. We all promoted it to all our lists, and we all got some great growth, and they were really, really great validated leads. And the networking is just so powerhouse right now. Anytime I know somebody needs an organizational coach, I send her to so-and-so, right? And anytime she needs a finance coach, I got somebody for that, right? And we're all just kind of covering each other's backs. And everybody's so much more likely to hire someone who they've been referred to.
When you host small events like that too, you get invited to so many things. So I've said this on the show before, but there was like a couple years ago where I was like, I remember having this conversation with my assistant, and I can be very dramatic. I think anybody that follows me or listens to the show knows that. I'm always like, I have a dramatic ass brain, right? So my dramatic ass brain is just like, you know, I was just having a real pity party, right? And I was just like really going for it. I was like sick or something too, right? So I was just being a big whiner. And I was like, I remember telling her, like, I'm good at speaking. Like, why don't I ever get invited to speak at things? Like, all these people are doing summits and so-and-so got invited to this. And I thought I would get invited. I never get invited. And why don't I get invited to anything? And I, now we host so many events and I invite people to do stuff with me. And guess what? They invite me to their stuff all the time. So I think those small events like that are great because it will almost always come back as an invite for you to go do something with them in the future or for them referring clients to you. And it's a great way to connect with other people in your space. So I love the idea. A lot of times I think the summits or the bundles, they see these huge ones we're doing. But again, I'm like, I have a team. If I were one person, I would not be doing a bundle with as many people as we have, right?
Yeah, you got to go
what you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like five speakers, right? Or like do a retreat and get three of you together or something like that, like small. I really, really love that idea for people. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Yeah, the collaboration is kind of what we also have been leaning on a lot too. Yeah. And then we're testing some different things on social media. Do you guys have any sales tips for people that are like, okay, I will post on Facebook and I will post on Instagram or I'll do my blog post and I'll do my email, but they're still like, I want to be salesy though. Like, I'm not, totally. I don't want to talk about my product. Like, what is your, have you guys been through that? And what's your advice for people in that kind of phase of business?
I'm the wrong person to talk to because I've been doing this so long. I feel like a dinosaur. I have no qualms about being salesy. I email my list every single day. That's my entire list.
That's so interesting. I used to do that. I haven't done it in a long time, but that's cool that somebody else is still doing that strategy. I'd email my list every day, I think for 2.5 years when I had my mental health site.
Yeah. Well, it's like my favorite brands, whether it's like a clothing brand or whatever, or an author or something.
I'm going to get on your email list. What's she saying every day? I'm going to get on your email list to stalk you because I'm like, what's she saying on that email every day? I'm going to get on her list.
I'm sending lots of bundle emails. But I always make sure there's value in the email. Like when I like a brand, I gobble them up.
That bundle is valuable. It's live now. If you guys are watching live, go get it because today's last day.
Absolutely. And I like to hear from brands every single day if I love them and I want to gobble them up. And so what it's done to my list by emailing every day, it's made my list a list of super fans. It's not a list of casual people who are just poking around and seeing what I'm doing. They know you're going to get a ton of content from me. So you better be all in if you want to stay on my list.
I love that you're doing that strategy. That was literally my strategy when I had my blog. And I had the same experience where it was like, yeah, we got more unsubscribes, but the people that read those emails, because they read my emails every day, they would just buy anything I put in front of them. They were like really great. Yeah, they were like, well, they were like reading my email every day, which, and I wasn't a very good writer back then either. So God bless all of y'all that have been here from the beginning. Because there were some rough times, right? I didn't know what I was doing. And then what about you, Bonnie? What tips do you have for somebody who's like, I don't want to, maybe they feel weird promoting or they're not used to doing sales. Did you go through any of that? Or have you always been pretty confident doing sales?
Oh yeah. I totally. And I see it in my clients all the time. And what I've noticed is that it's almost always when you're like in your own space, right? You're just nervous about how you're going to come across. You don't want to sound salesy. You don't want to feel spammy. And so I always tell them to just flip their perspective to their potential client. Like, what are they thinking and feeling? They came to you for a reason. It's not because they think they're pretty sure you're not going to be salesy. They need something. Like, they have a pain point they want relieved. So get out of your own head, stop thinking about how you're sounding, and show them how you can solve their problem. And as soon as they switch to that, it's this like servant's mentality, right? Like, let me help you instead of, oh, what do I look like, instead of being all self-centered, you know? It's super, super helpful.
That is a really, really good, really good flip. So instead of like, what are they going to think about me? It's like, how can I help them?
Yeah. Right? How can I help them stop suffering in whatever it is that they need me for?
Yeah. That's one of the thoughts I used in the beginning a lot. And I give it to my mastermind all the time. But we always say, like, my brain will be like, your stuff's not that good, or this is never going to work. And I'll be like, even though my stuff's not that good, I still want to try and see if I can help someone. And as long as I can take my brain to that place, that thought is always available to me, and it feels true to me, right? So it works really well for me. But I love that. Like, it's just such a good shift about, like, what do you care more about? Like, what people think about you on camera or actually trying to help someone? And I can usually get myself to that place where I'm like, okay, I'm willing to, like, put myself out there again and see if I can help somebody. You got to put yourself out there a lot of times. That's just, like, entrepreneurship, right? That's, like, the game. I'm curious to hear from you guys. Something I hear a lot and see a lot is people just don't know where to start. And there's, like, 1,000 strategies and they're consuming so much stuff. The learning curve at the beginning, I really believe, like, school kind of indoctrinates us to be employees and teaches us how to think like employees and be employees, but it doesn't give us the thought patterns or the skills that we need to, like, actually go create a business and run a business, right? And I see a lot of people really struggle about, what do I focus on? Like, there's so much stuff. I'm consuming all these things. There's Instagram, there's TikTok, there's email, there's products, there's, I need to make a website. I need to make a freebie. So-and-so is telling me to do a webinar. Like, somebody just said they made $10 bajillion on Pinterest in 2 minutes. And, like, how do you advise people navigate that beginning when it's like, you don't know what you don't know? I look back at past Faith and I'm like, oh, that poor dumb little idiot. She had just no idea. She had, like, just no idea, right? I'm like, oh, God, bless her. Bless her. That's, I'm from the South, right? So it's like, oh, bless her heart. bless her back there doing whatever she thought she was doing. But I just didn't know. We just don't know what you don't know. So then it becomes very overwhelming for people. And I think that's why so many people stay stuck in that beginning phase and why that beginning season of business can be very brutal for a lot of people. How do you advise people kind of figure out what to focus on when there's, like, 1,000 shiny things all the time in the space trying to get your attention?
Yeah, I guess I have 2 thoughts of that. Like, if you're consuming more than you're creating, you've got to work with the timer. I always work with a timer and set times.
Well, I have a really good one. You want to see?
Oh yeah. Show me.
Sorry, everybody on the podcast. it's a rainbow.
Cute.
Yeah, and he lives on my desk. So
I also, you got a link to that so we can all get the same timer.
I mean, he is pretty cute. I do feel like it does. Does it make me more productive? Like, probably not, but it does make me feel a little better. Yeah. So I love it. I'm a timer girl too.
So working with a timer, what I recommend to my clients is maybe setting a timer for an hour in the morning to do your implementing work, where you're doing stuff that actually gets you closer to your goals, like closer to money. And then in maybe an hour in the afternoon for
consuming. I got to pause you for 1 second. What she said is so important, you guys. She said, get you closer to money. And I think, like, a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm going to get 100 Instagram followers, or I'm going to get my website. And it's like, if your business is not making money, like, I think one of the biggest shifts for me about being a business owner was, like, I do have to look at the bottom line and make sales, right? I have a team to pay. I have 12 contractors and three BAs that rely on the income that we bring in that I have to pay every month, right? Yeah. And so I can't just, like, sometimes be making sales or maybe I'm going to get traffic on my website, but I'm not going to be bringing money into the bank account. Like, that's just not going to happen, right? And so even when you're a small business, you have to be looking at, like, I need $1,000 to come in, and that has to be the goal. Subscribers and all these other metrics don't turn into money. So I love that you said that.
Yeah. So that's how I organize my day, is I front load my day with the things that are closest to money. So if somebody has already paid me, like a client has already paid me and I've got that money, I answer those emails first. I do those things first. If it's something that I'm guaranteed to get paid if I do it, like if I publish this guest post, then, like, the minute I hit publish, then my sponsor will pay me. Then I do those things. Then if it's something that
I
lead to money,
like this,
then I send that email. Social media is so far down on my list. And I, with my clients, we don't worry about what your website looks like, or do you have the best shade of purple, or is your headshot pretty? We don't care about that. We just focus on the things that are closest to money. And the second thing
that are closest to money, that's a really good thing for all of you guys to remember, a really good thought. And I'm the same way. I'm like, I respond to comments. Yeah. From clients and from my team. I'm not responding to random comments and stuff. I would love to. I just don't have the time or capacity anymore. Yeah. And so, yeah, I love that you're like, the things that are closest to money, right? So if somebody comments in my mastermind, I'm going to make sure either me or somebody in the community or the team, somebody has like replied to them, right? Whereas somebody comments on an Instagram and they're not in a paid program, like they don't necessarily get attention from me anymore. That's just the season of business that we're in and kind of how things have to be to make them sustain. Otherwise I'd be on social media all day. And yeah. I love talking. So like I'd be on there messaging everybody and never get anything done. So the things that are closest mm-hmm. to money, that's a really good
and set a timer and do that about in the morning. The second thing is what we talked about before is do your warm letters, because that's how you can get those high paying clients quickly.
I call that like scooping the cream off the top. You got to go in and like scoop them all up once in a while.
Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know. I get a lot of clients who get on their first call with me and they're like, "Hey, Sage, I just quit my job." And like they got to pay rent next week. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, okay, listen, you must do everything I tell you right now or else like you're not going to be able to pay rent and buy groceries and whatever. And I think depending on what your urgency level is, that will also determine on what you're doing. If you need to support your family and like the car is broken and you need to pay rent next week, you're going to do different things than if you've got 3 months to build up a full-time income.
Yeah. And I always say too, like, and this is true even in my business. And actually I just interviewed Liz Wilcox was on the show last week and her and I were talking about this, but she was talking about, I see the things I'm doing in the business, I see results from them about 9 months to a year out. And so I think like instant results are very rare in business and really not something you even want to be chasing as a business owner. So giving yourself, you're going to quit your job, like giving yourself some time and understanding the efforts that you're making. See there's a gap between in entrepreneurship, and this is hard for people because in employee land, it's like you show up, you do the thing and you get the money in your bank account. And it's all very tied together. Very like that's what happens, right? In entrepreneurship, there's a gap. So there's like action you're taking and things that you're doing. And then you see the results far, like oftentimes it can be way further down the road. And that gap can be really hard for our little human brains. They don't like it, right? It's just like, it's not working.
Yeah. I didn't like that. I had to wait for those compounding. It took me 18 months to reach six figures. So that was tough waiting for those compounding results.
Well, and it's unknown, right? I think that's the part that makes it so painful is like, is it going to ever happen, right? Like for me, the most painful part was like the not knowing.
That's one of the first things I tell my clients. They're like, well, I just want to make some money real quick. And I was like, then go get a job. This is not the place for you.
That is a good money next year. Response.
Let's start a business.
You should probably go do DoorDash. Like, you can make money today.
Totally. Yeah. No, I was going to say, when it comes to like what to focus on, I just always tell my clients to just start with the personal connections. Like just start giving everything you know away for free. Show up at co-working spaces and speak, get on summits, like just talk to everybody and tell them you're here to serve them, right? And I've done a lot of things in person, which has yielded a lot more results than I thought it would. I just thought it was kind of good practice to be.
We're seeing that in my community too. Yeah. I'm seeing the same.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun getting your name out there. And then not only do so many more people know who you are and can recommend you, but also you are seen as someone who genuinely cares about your audience instead of just chasing the dollar. And people know, like people can tell if you are just trying to make a buck or if you really want to help people. And that's who they want to work with. They want to work with the people who are genuinely in it to serve, you know?
Yeah, I always say, I'm like, if you want to make, you know, if you want to make $100,000, you want to make $1,000, like try to give away $10,000 worth of value. And it's not easy. Like, that's not an easy thing to do, right? If you really think about that, about how could I get people, like really impact people in my free content and in our events, I'm always thinking about how do I get people to actually like do something and not just watch. This time we like put them on teams, like we gave them points and put them on teams. And like all of that was like from my team thinking about like, how do we get people to actually show up to this event and then like do something they've been putting off for a long time? If they were doing these actions, they wouldn't need to be here with us, right? They're coming to us because they're stuck and they're not doing it. And it takes a lot of thought to think about how do I get people to watch a video that they're getting for free and then go, I mean, I'm asking people to do really scary shit for new people, like go live on video. We had people doing their live video, their first live videos. That's terrifying. I remember like wanting to barf when I went live for the first time, right?
I was so sweaty. Like I was like, I'm drowning in my own sweat.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've told this story so many times, but I told my first business coach I hired, I would never be on camera ever. I was like, not on video. I was like, my face will never be on camera. And I think we can all laugh about that now. Cause I'm
live. That didn't work out so well for you today.
Literally for hours and hours every week. There's like hundreds of hours of me live on the internet now. So just so you guys know, I'm always like, going on camera is a skill. So I really love that personal connection piece, though, and just focusing on how do I impact somebody? How do I help somebody? How can I find someone and help them for free and get them results for free? I think in the beginning, too, it's interesting because I think a lot of times people have this thought error that's kind of like, well, I don't want to give away too much for free and I don't want to not be valued. But the most valuable thing you can have as a business owner is a great fucking reputation for getting people results. The most valuable thing, right? You can't get that if you're not getting results for people. So I always tell people, like, build that reputation first of like being someone who gets people results, who helps people, who is good at what they do. And then eventually people will be wanting to buy from you. Like, people will literally be messaging, like, mm-hmm. we have people message us and they're like, how do I get in the mastermind? I'm like, it's closed. You can't, you don't. But it's like, you know, you want people messaging you being like, how can I get in the program? Do you have any spots? Like, you know, you want to think about being someone that can provide that level of value. And I think it's hard. I don't think it's easy. You guys have any tips for how do you get results for clients for free ahead of time? It sounds like both of you are going out and putting value out in the world. How do you actually like get somebody a result? I'd love to hear your guys' like little tips for that.
Oh, wait, how we get them a result, or
like, yeah, like your nurturing stuff, like you like doing, or how you like warm people up. I always say, like, I like to get people results ahead of time, right? That's like my strategy for nurture. But if you guys have different ways of thinking about it or a different thing that you like doing, I'd love to hear what you're.
Oh, I love that.
I'm nosy. I'm in everybody's business. I'm like, y'all got to tell me what you're doing.
I'm doing a live stream tomorrow in my Facebook group about make money with freebies, how you earning more by giving more. I have maybe three times as many freebies in my everything page or in my shop than I do paid products. And all of my freebies, I make sure that you're actually learning something that you can implement. Like, at the end, there's something for you to do, not just buy a product, but there's action steps for you to take too. So that when they watch my free workshops, they're getting value out of it, because I want them to think, oh, if her free stuff is this good, imagine how good her paid stuff is. I think if you do that, and I think if you have fun with it and like show your unique personality in your freebies too, that'll endear people to you. I always like to say, like, I'm a life and business coach. There are a bajillion of us out there teaching the exact same things, but we all do it in our own way. So I always make sure to put in my freebies. I introduce them to myself and like say funny things about myself, about how like I'm queer and I'm Buddhist and I love The Simpsons. And it gets me more people who feel like they know me and they're more likely to buy from me.
Yeah, I love that. So it's like, yeah. So it's like showing some of your stuff about your personality and then giving them a really actionable tip. I love that.
Do, not just something to buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what about you, Bonnie? You have like a favorite nurture strategy right now?
Yeah, actually. Well, I totally struggled with that whole, I'm giving away, what if I give away too much for free? Nobody's ever going to pay me. And I love, in one of Russell Brunson's books, he talks about how you basically just teach people the exact same thing at every step of your value letter. It's just free here. And it's a low ticket here. And it's a high ticket here. And it's a premium here. And people will always pay the next step up when they're ready. They just always will, because there's only so much you can consume in a book and there's only so much you can implement in a group coaching setting, right? And someone will always want the next step up. So I love that concept. But recently, a few months ago, I started doing free office hours because I would have past clients or people who wanted to work with me but weren't ready and just would have like this niggling little question, right? Like, I don't know how to connect my freebie to my email service provider. What do I do? So they just come once a week and just for free for an hour, I just help anybody that shows up and whoever comes.
I love that. I want to do that.
It's so fun.
I might steal that from you.
Yeah. It's like my, you know, fun way to just give back once a week. Right. And if you come late, you might not have time to ask your question. So come early, you know, submit it. And then I'll help you through whatever I can. And it's been a really fun way to make that personal connection with people who are really desperate for help, but not quite yet ready to work with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also kind of keeps your like finger on the pulse of your community too. Something else people ask me all the time is like, how do I know what to sell? And I'm like, if you're talking to your people, like they're going to be asking you the same thing over and over again. You're going to get sick of answering that question. And then you're like, I'll just teach you guys a workshop on it, or I'll just make you guys a thing, or I'll just give you the Notion dashboard or whatever. Exactly. Those are the best ideas for products, I think. Right. Or like just the things people ask you all the time.
Yeah. You're just sick of explaining it. I'm going to figure out a way to sell this to you, or just give
when
it away.
You start feeling like a parrot, that's like usually a good indication, but you can only get that kind of feedback if you're really talking to people. So I love the idea of doing like a month. I don't know that I'm going to do it every week. I'm not as generous as Bonnie. I love the idea of doing like a monthly office hour. So yeah. I think that would be really fun. Mm-hmm. And like, it would only be like an hour of my time. It would be really valuable mm-hmm. for the community. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll talk to the team about that. I'm like, ooh, maybe we do a little, I don't know, maybe we could put it on the podcast or something too. That might be fun. Like,
there you go. Yeah, other people can learn from it.
Troubleshoot people's businesses. Thank you guys so much for being here. This was such a fun conversation. You guys are both so knowledgeable. I really appreciate you coming and like sharing everything with everybody. Can you just reintroduce yourself really quick, just in case anybody's just tuning in, and then let us know where we can stalk you and your free gifts that you have again. This was so, so good. So I'm sure everybody's going to want to go follow you guys now and be fans of yours.
Thank you so much for having me. Again, I'm Sage Grayson, and I'm a former book editor turned life and business coach, otherwise known as the Life Editor. And you can find
me. I think that's so clever. I really love that. I'm glad you trademarked it or copyrighted it. I don't know the difference between a trademark and a copyright. Are they the same? But I'm glad you own it, because I think it's very, very clever.
Oh, thank you. And you can always find me on sagegrayson.com. And my free gift for everyone listening today is the 2-day product producer, which normally sells for $147. It is a comprehensive course to help you stop procrastinating on creating your products and get them out into the world where people can enjoy them, and you will fill your shop like magic.
Nice. Awesome. You guys have to go get that, especially if you've been stuck with your product. Definitely go grab that. I'm going to get on Sage's email list just because I want to know what's going down in those daily emails.
Totally. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, I want you some life editor, some daily life editing happening in my inbox. Let's go. And then what about you, Bonnie?
Yeah. So I am also a life and business coach. I specialize in helping new or stuck life coaches get that startup phase all ready to go and start getting their first clients. And my free gift is how to sign your next client in 2 weeks, all the things you need to have in place. And then of course, if you get stuck, you can come to one of those office hours with me. You can find me on Instagram at Bonnie Wiscombe or BonnieWiscombe.com.
I would definitely go lurk on Bonnie's office hours if I were you guys.
Come hang out.
If my coach needed clients, my ass would be at those office hours. I'm like, you're going to get free coaching? Are you kidding me? I would definitely go to that. Right? That's really cool. I love it. Do you guys do social media at all? You guys have like where's your favorite social media place to hang out?
I get 60% of my traffic from Pinterest. So you can find me on Pinterest. And also, you can find me on YouTube. It's at Sage Grayson.
Okay, cool. I wanted to start doing, I have this like, I always talk about like my fantasy at night. I have these productivity fantasies where I'm like laying in bed at night and I'm like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. One of my productivity fantasies I've been having lately is about doing a YouTube channel, like doing, we do lives, but doing actual YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. So
I feel the same way. I love YouTube. Channel. I love YouTube, cool. And I'd love to do it, but it's so much work. Oh,
I know. I'm so used to just doing live, but I've been really nerding out over like to do productivity app stuff. And I've been really wanting to like teach it or do something with it. So I'm thinking about doing it on YouTube. So I'll have to check out your YouTube channel, Sage, and get some like inspo for my
tips.
My fantasy YouTube channel I'm going to start in my free time. And then what about you, Bonnie? Are you on any socials anywhere? Can we stalk you?
Yes,
anywhere?
Of course I'm on all of them, but mostly Instagram. And
okay, cool. So yeah. I'll put the link for your Instagram in the notes and on the blog post. You guys have to go follow them online and check out Sage's YouTube channel and all the things. Thank you guys so much for coming. I really, really appreciate you guys being here. What else do I need to tell you guys? It's the last day of the bundle, everybody that's watching live. Go sign up. There's so much good stuff. If you guys sign up for the bundle, you'll have a couple weeks to like go through all the free stuff and get what you want. But you have to sign up today because we're closing the sign up page tonight at midnight. So make sure you opt in at least once so you have access to that gift page. And we'll leave the gift people asked us to leave the gift page up longer so they could like have more time to go through it. So we're going to do that, but you have to sign up by today. So everybody go do that. I think that's it. We're having a really good, great month in Creator Camp. If you guys want to come in Creator Camp, that's my social media membership where I help people get over the fear of being on camera and the fear of posting, create a simple content plan and strategy you can actually execute. And it's only $7 a month. So you guys get workshops in there. You guys get a Q&A with me. You get the Facebook group, my social media curriculum, and all the good things. So check that out. Thank you guys so much for being here. You guys go stalk Sage and Bonnie on all the things. Tell them I sent you. Say hi to them. Be nice to them.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much. I really, really appreciate you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.